So let's start off first with Jeanette Nunez, Republican Ron DeSantis' choice for lieutenant governor. Was she the right choice for his ticket?
Yeah, I think actually she's probably about the best choice he could make in terms of getting elected. She's Hispanic, she's from South Florida, and she's a woman. And what the early polls have shown is that DeSantis needs to do better among women and that he needs to do really well among Hispanics if he is going to beat his Democratic opponent. And so I think that this is a pretty solid choice.
And something people are bringing up is a tweet from Nunez a couple years ago when she was supporting Rubio for president. It's in terms of the Never Trump movement and kind of insinuating that President Trump supported the KKK and he's the biggest con man there is. Do you think that harms DeSantis in any way or just doesn't matter?
I don't think that a tweet like that is going to matter too much to most voters. It might matter to a few. But, you know, as you think this through, it seems to me that the people that might be most upset with that would be Trump supporters. And the fact of the matter is that Ron DeSantis, you know, is strongly supporting Donald Trump. So I don't think that any of those Trump supporters would say, oh, I'm not going to vote for, you know, my Republican choice, Ron DeSantis, because of this. Now, of course, you know, for independent voters, who may, of course, it may come down to the swing voters, the independent voters, once again, if both bases seem firmly behind their party. Yeah, it's possible, again, for a few voters that this may irritate them. Maybe it's people that were on the fence on Trump and they see this and they think, oh, he supports the KKK. You know, I can't vote for them. On the other hand, it may, again, work the other way or have no influence.
Well, what about Chris King, Democrat Andrew Gillum's pick for lieutenant governor?
In a traditional way of thinking about it, it maybe was not the best choice he could make because he basically picked someone that was as far to the left or even possibly more to the left than he was, because Chris King was really out there plugging away with very progressive policies. He probably had some of the most progressive and most detailed set of policy positions of anybody in the Democratic race. And so I'm not sure, you know, ideologically, he doesn't do much to bring the Democratic Party together. And he didn't do that well in the primary. He spent about $5 million and got about 3.5% of the vote. So on the other hand, as I said, that's sort of the traditional strategy. But, you know, we don't seem to be in traditional times right now, quite frankly, the last few years when it comes to elections in the country and in Florida, we seem to be breaking some new ground. And so in some ways, I look at this as doubling down, that Gillum is saying, I am running as a very progressive Democrat, pushing liberal policies, and I am going to pick a running mate that has those exact same views and maybe even more so, and we are going to change the face of the Democratic Party of Florida. And so it's a bold choice. And in this election, you know, it may work for them. The thought is that a lot of Democrats who are not as liberal or progressive, they may still stick with this ticket because they don't like Donald Trump. And Ron DeSantis is really associated so strongly with Donald Trump. And so Democrats, even if they weren't thrilled with Gillum and King as their choice at the top of the ticket, maybe they would have been much more comfortable with, say, Gwen Graham. They're still going to probably vote Democratic when push comes to shove. So, you know, perhaps, you know, maybe it'll work.
And it's kind of interesting because you brought up Gwen Graham, and I know some had even thought he may pick Gwen Graham, and you were talking about uniting the party. Do you think he would have had a better chance in terms of having a more balanced ticket?
Yes, I think so. I think if he had picked Gwen Graham, that would have done a better job of uniting Democrats. But perhaps, again, maybe he's not as worried about that, and maybe he's right. I don't know, but we'll see. It certainly would have pulled the Democratic Party closely together, since he only beat Graham by a few percentage points. She's a woman. The Democratic ticket's doing quite well among women voters, according to the early polls. But still, you know, having a woman at the top of the ticket, you know, might have helped. conversely, you could also, you know, if you just look at the geographical balance, you know, Gwen Graham maybe was not an advantage in that respect, because then you would have had both candidates basically being from the capital, Tallahassee, up in North Florida, where there's not a whole lot of people. And so, you know, maybe picking Chris King from Central Florida, you know, at least he's got some geographical balance on the ticket without Graham.
And having said that, there are reports out there saying picking a lieutenant governor doesn't even matter. So to you, is that true?
Well, I think statistically speaking, it doesn't matter a whole lot who a governor picks as their lieutenant governor choice. That is, when I say statistically speaking, it's not going to impact your vote totals very much. There's been a lot of political science research that's looked at both the choices for vice president for president and lieutenant governors for governors. And by and large, it doesn't matter a lot to most voters. Ultimately, most voters make up their mind based on the top of the ticket. So they're going to be looking at the governor. They're going to be looking at Gillum, and they're going to be looking at DeSantis, and they're going to weigh those two gentlemen, and they're going to weigh the policies and their leadership skills, and that's how they're going to make their vote.
Andy says, having said that, if this is a close race, Jewett says, then perhaps the choice does matter a little bit, whether it's Gillum doubling down on getting the progressive Democratic vote or DeSantis picking a Cuban Hispanic woman from South Florida to get thousands of extra votes that way as well. But bottom line, he says,
it's often said, it's an old cliche, but I do think it's true, is that the first rule of selecting a lieutenant governor candidate is do no harm. So it's kind of like the Hippocratic Oath, only for politicians. You know that a lieutenant governor choice probably is not going to help you immensely no matter what you do, but you want to make sure you don't pick someone that's going to be a drag on the ticket. You know, you do need somebody that's got a clean background, is an able campaigner, not going to stick their foot in their mouth, doesn't have skeletons in their closet and that sort of thing, because that really can come back to bite you.